You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
What's up, Seema Funk? How are you?
Everything good, brother. Happy to be here.
For those who aren't too familiar with you, could I get you to tell us about your sound, who you are, and the music you make?
Yeah, I'm mostly, well, first of all, I'm Cuban, and I love funky. So I make Afro-Cuban music. It's a mix of two really important and really heavy grooves. And I always have a lot of fun doing that. So it's just funky with Afro-Cuban music. And now it's the last album called La Alimenta is out. And just grooving with the people, grooving with the band and grooving the shows.
Awesome. And I guess that would lead me to my next question. Tell us about your new album.
Oh yeah, La Alimenta. Yes, bro. It's a really special album for me because I got this collaboration with CeeLo Green, with Joe Clinton, with Goyo, with a Harold Player, with Stylo G, with Lupe Fiasco. It's a lot of great artists that I love, and I was able to collaborate with them. And in the production, the main producer is Jack Splash and Dr. Zappa also. And yeah, it's a really special album. I cooked the whole album during the pandemic time, and it was a special experience because the whole album was made by distance. Most of the album was made by distance. And yeah, we feel super grateful for that because he get nominated to the Grammys now. And yeah, have been really special, that element.
How does it feel being nominated for a Grammy this year?
It's really special, man. It's unbelievable. It's my first nomination. And yeah, I was able to share a lot of with a lot of great artists that I really admire. And yeah, it's really special. It's something unbelievable. At some point when I was there, it was like for real. Yeah, it's a dream come true.
Awesome. Now tell me about your inspirations as an up and coming artist.
Oh, a lot of people, man. It's James, of course, Marvin Gaye, Ohio Players, Sly and Family Stone, Prince, Michael Jackson, Anderson .Paak, Dr. Dre. A lot of people from Busta Rhymes is one of my main guys that put the verse in time that I love the way that he does. George Clinton, of course. And also Irakere from Cuba, that is a really funky band. They was the biggest band, for me, the biggest band, live band from Cuba from all times. And they was making fun in the 90s. And it's really, really, really new in time. Even when you hear it now, it's new. It's still being new. So Irakere has always been like a flag for me. And yeah, it's a lot of bands, a lot of bands. Amy Winehouse also, I love it. Aretha Franklin. And yeah, all these bands.
Awesome. I'd like to ask you about the origin of your name and how it links to your heritage.
Yes, Seema came from the Maroons. In Cuba, we call the Maroons Cimarrones. Cimarrón. So that ex-slave that escaped from the house of the master in the slave time, they was calling Cimarrón. They built small society hiding in the mountains. And for me, they are the base of the Afro-Cuban sound, the Afro-Cuban style and vibe. So as soon as I start to get identified with my roots and I start to cherish more about my heritage, I discover the Cimarrón and I get really identified with that. I get obsessed with that, so I get Seema. Since then I've been calling Seema from everybody. So Seema and funk, because I love the group, I love the funk, is one of my main stuff. So Seema Funk is Afro-Cuban music with funk.
Now you mix Afro-Cuban and funk as well as with a bit of modern American music. What is it like trying to blend that all together?
It's super fun. It's actually, at some point, the first time that I fly to the state and play, I make a show in Tipitinas in New Orleans. It's a really special place. And that time I was a little bit scared because I was playing funky in the States. So the funk is from the States. So are you gonna be dancing in the house of dance? So at the same time, once I put the Afro-Cuban vibe there, everything was easy because it's the same groove. They got super similar stuff and they mass so good. When you work with them with freedom and when you have fun doing, it's always work. So it's just have fun and dropping the groove, the elements of both.
And is there anything you're most looking forward to about performing here in Aotearoa?
Well, first of all, I'm super happy to be here. This is my first time in this part of the world and I didn't expect it. I've been 100% a surprise in all sense, and I love it. I love the people, I love the vibe. So what I expect is coming back as soon as possible. Yeah.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.